Blackstone Audio presents The Blood of Alexander by Tom Wilde. Read by Bronson Pinchot. For Alan Schoenberg, a genuine hero.
Part 1. I have been called upon to change the face of the world. Napoleon Bonaparte. Chapter 1. Bamiyan, Afghanistan. I'd spent the day in the place where the gods used to abide, staring for hours at one of the enormous, empty stone cradles where, nearly 2,000 years ago, men carved the gigantic likeness of the Buddha out of the living rock. For hundreds of years, travelers along the Silk Road would come and see and be amazed. No one knows how long it took to create the magnificent images of the light of the universe. But it took only minutes for men to destroy them. The mountainside was sun-bleached and wind-scoured, pockmarked with man-made caves that used to serve as homes for the refugees who were forced to live in them. I'd come to this largely forsaken part of the world, along with a convoy of United Nations relief workers, until this morning, when I slipped away from the motorized caravan and kept out of sight until they had left for the return trip to Kabul. The local men and women paid me no attention as they went about the business of scratching out a living, save for the times they would keep their curious children, whose robes and clothes provided the only flecks of color against the time-worn landscape, from looking too long at the stranger near their village. I stayed until nightfall near the place where a half-blind mullah and his illiterate henchmen had used tank shells and explosives to destroy a sacred and ancient...